This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
If you've never watched a Rams game in your life before, and you don't know what a fourth down is or how a team scores, you don't have to be an expert for enjoyment to occur. If you need a team to root for, that's what we're here for. It's not a car, it's not a bus. Hop on board, you're safe with us. Welcome to the bandwagon. He's Larry and I'm Kevin. Welcome to the bandwagon. Go Rams, go, now come on in, all aboard.
Larry Morgan, do you think anybody that's listening has not watched a Rams game in their life before, as the very first line of that theme song says? Do you think we've had a listener who has never seen a Rams game in their life before yet?
Yeah, you know, I've never really called you on the credibility of those lyrics. If you've never watched a Rams game in your life before, the rhythm of it is fantastic. I was just so overwhelmed by the craft of the song that I haven't thought to go through the logic of the song. Yeah.
Might be a good chance to say, if you've never watched a Rams game in your life before, our Instagram, I'm Kevin with the mustache, that's at the Larry Morgan. Let us know. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, that would be, because then the theme song would be true and we could rest easy every episode, you know?
Yes, and this is the perfect podcast for you because we talk so little about football so far. I mean, a little bit.
Yeah.
But we definitely will get you up to speed on what the Rams are doing. If you've never watched a Rams game in your life before, you still don't need to, because we're so much more fun than they have been so far.
Yes.
Between preseason and an early season first game loss.
Yeah.
We are staying positive and we're looking to get back on track against, I was going to say the lowly Atlanta Falcons. I don't know that they're necessarily, aren't they kind of rebuilding right now, aren't they? I mean, they're just,
yep.
They traded Matt Ryan.
Yeah, they played last week and gave the New Orleans Saints a run for their money. I was actually listening to a clip of Sean McVay talking about how, like, look, these guys are, we don't take anything for granted. These guys, this is a professional football team and they're up and coming. So, you know, it's easy as a Rams fan to want to be like, okay, we got this in the bag. This will be a great chance to recover from a week one loss. But nothing's promised. Nothing's guaranteed. I got multiple fingers crossed that we end up in victory this Sunday against Atlanta.
I agree. I think that they're going to come back with a vengeance. I think they feel rather embarrassed about their performance against Buffalo at home. They're going to be at home again. Mm-hmm. Game time's 1:05 kickoff. It's an early one this time.
Yep.
So
yep.
I won't have to do the podcast in my jammies.
Exactly.
Summer,
yeah.
Like I am right now.
Oh, you're just nice and cozy.
I am.
Your Rams PJs. Yeah, we'll have to work on that. Maybe that'll be a Christmas gift for you.
Hey, well, one of the things, you know, one of the big projects of this podcast, in addition to convincing people to jump on the bandwagon to be a Rams fan, even if you've never seen a Rams game in your life before, but if you have been a Rams fan and you have any history with the Rams, you know that there is an embarrassing black mark on the history of the team. And you might be thinking about Georgia Frontier here, and I'm not talking about her. I'm talking about this.
Hey, hey,
yeah.
Hey,
this is the glorious anthem known as Ram It, which was the Rams' answer to something that was kind of a much bigger hit.
Shuffling crew, shuffling on down, doing it for you.
Yeah.
We're so bad, we're over
the Super Bowl Shuffle from the world champion Chicago Bears. This was so big, it got played on frickin' MTV at the time.
it's literally considered a one-hit wonder because of where it charted. Yes. And it was the Chicago Bears have one hit, and it's the Super Bowl Shuffle. Yeah.
Yeah. So there were, look, all NFL teams at one point or another has had a song associated with them.
Yeah.
That song right there, for better or worse, is associated with the Chicago Bears. However, it was a valid song. They went on to win the Super Bowl with a very odd ragtag group of guys. How good of a quarterback was Jim McMahon? How good of a player was William Refrigerator Perry? I mean, they had some good parts to that team, but you would have never thought that was a championship team when they first got together. So that's the song that's associated with them. I went and did a little digging and just, you know, thought about some of the other songs that teams have associated with them. Like if you ever watched a Dolphins game in your life before, you might have heard this one. And I've heard this one, and I've never really cared that much about the Miami Dolphins, but
we're the Miami Dolphins.
Traditional, kind of got a little football march to it. Miami Dolphins number one. And not the most creative lyrics. They basically just repeat Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins number one. But,
number one? Are they, or were they actually number one?
Maybe back when this song was actually made, perhaps there was a time. Yeah. Also, if you are a native of Southern California, there was probably a time you might have heard this little funky thing.
San Diego, Superchargers, San Diego, Chargers.
And again, not the most creative lyrics in the world. San Diego, Superchargers, San Diego, Chargers. But you got that little disco beat going there, and of course,
I'd get down on a discotheque dance floor front to that for sure.
You know, no longer, of course, applicable because our friends in San Diego did lose that team.
They sure did.
And then you know, some other big artists start to get involved. Like, have you ever heard "Fear the Tiger" from the Cincinnati Bengals?
I can get down with that one.
Features the great Bootsy Collins of all people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So
in the jungle, when we come through, we gonna shake rather than rumble.
Yeah. So they got their act together in Cincy for that one. I think that's pretty sweet. So you can see there's a wide range of songs. How they compare to this?
I'm sorry, I
hate to make that comparison, but I think we got the short end of the stick here, Kevin. So this is my crusade. This is my goal as we do this podcast. Yes, I want to welcome fans aboard. Yes, I want to grow this group of people who can go from jumping on the bandwagon to being full-on, hardcore, devoted fans, because that's basically what we're trying to do, is grow this group, keep people loyal, get past this stigma of LA fans being such fair-weather fans and only showing up when a team is winning, just like really hanging in there no matter what might be going on. But at least a secondary goal for me is to get a new frickin' song for the LA Rams. And Kevin, we are in the entertainment capital of the world.
Sure.
Now, Las Vegas, they might have a little argument about that, but they just say that because Vegas can say anything and get away with it. But all the most talented musicians and artists and, you know, singers and vocalists and songwriters, the bulk of them live and work here in our backyard. There's got to be somebody out there. And in the vast sea of great artists that are out there, somebody, one of them must be listening to this episode. And I implore you, as a Rams fan, as a bandwagon fan, do something about this. Let's move past this. Let's welcome. We welcomed the Rams back to LA.
We did.
Let's welcome a new song into their refreshed home of Los Angeles. Because that, you know what I'd like them to do with this song?
I think I do, Larry.
I think you do. I think you know the two words I'm thinking of. So that is Larry's plea. And also, if it's got a little funky thing like that, got a little something there. Yeah.
Yep.
Or maybe a little. Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, you know, bring it. I don't care. It can be any genre across any generational line. It can rock. It can move. It can be funky. Just bring us something, people. So
please.
Yeah. Reach out to us on our socials. Instagram is a really good way to get to us now. I am at the Larry Morgan. Kevin is at Kevin with the mustache. You can find us there, and we got to have some submissions soon. So please do what you can, people. But what do you think of those songs, man? I mean, it's just all over the place. Everybody comes up with something interesting.
The one thing I'll say about Ram It that really is underrated is that I am just so thankful that they remind us how to spell the name Ram. You know, like that's a tough one. That one gets lost on me a lot. So when they start the song with R-A-M, I'm like, that's it, Ram. Oh my goodness. So that, but I am, look, that Who Day one, that Bengals one.
I'm telling you, that's a high bar. The Bengals set a high bar for, and getting Bootsy Collins to be a part of things. So,
I know. But
again, we could have an all-star band out of LA do a new Rams theme. And it would rock. Think about the group that got together for the Super Bowl halftime show.
Yes.
You know, Dre and all his friends, Eminem, 50 yep. Cent was in there, Mary J. Blige. That was a spectacular halftime show. You could have pulled all those people aside and say, hey, you got 2 minutes to just freestyle something for the Rams. And that would be a smash. That would be a chart topper. Oh.
Big time. That was my exact thought. Is like, look at all these fans. Snoop Dogg came out wearing Rams colors. Like, who better to make a Rams theme song than him or anyone in that crew? You know, that would
this
just
is what
be
I'm
amazing.
Saying. We can't be the first people that have thought about this. So,
No.
And so get on that, Kevin. See if you can find Snoop.
Okay. I'll reach out. I'll just sit outside of his home and say, hey, man, Ram song, let's do it. Remix of Ram It. Yeah, Larry, I appreciate you so much for bringing that up because we just, it's something we need. And
every podcast needs to have a mission. And for me, at least, I don't need to speak for you, Kevin, you can have your own, but for me, that's mine. And I will not rest until we find ourselves a new theme song.
Let's do it. Look, if you're hearing this right now and you just even have an inkling of, you know what, that would be really fun. Do it. Do it and hit us up.
It could be a parody. It could be anything. A complete original. It could be a rap. At this point, I'm down for, you know, spoken word, slam poetry. Just try anything.
Yeah. So, you know, Larry, that part of the reason I would love for people to submit is because we quite frankly don't need me to do this. We've already heard my theme song, right? And the reason, here's why I bring it up, Larry, because
I never would want to discourage you, Kevin. When I throw that net out there, that doesn't necessarily mean you shouldn't get a chance to submit. I just want you to know, as one of the judges. Unofficial judges here. I have to be honest. You know, I'm going to be very impartial. So
yes. Okay. Well, I am going to work on a song.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this. But Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I have a feeling I will, but the reason I say that is it's just a preface because I have a game prepared for you, and okay. And it's an old fan favorite, and by that I mean it is this lovely hit right here. This is Ram or Sham.
Is it a ram or is it a sham? That's the only question on this exam. Time to figure out which one is the lie. That's all you need to know, and now you know why it's called Ram or Sham. Ram or sham, ram or sham.
Do you understand the concept here, Larry?
I wish you had spelled it. I think it would make it a little more clear. But yes, I have unfortunately a very distinct and unpleasant memory of the first and only time we played this so far, because as anybody who might have been keeping tabs on us over the course of this podcast, I have failed miserably in virtually every game mm-hmm. we have ever played, and Ram or Sham was my first big defeat. But
yeah,
much like the Rams, I am here for the comeback. I am here with a vengeance, Kevin.
Yeah.
You will not thwart me again.
All right. A big talk. Yeah. I love it, Larry. Talking a big game.
I can bring the smack talk. You
okay.
Betcha.
Let's do it then. R-A-M or S-H-A-M, Ram or Sham. This is where I'm going to present Larry here with three stories about a specific player. Today's player will be our quarterback, Matthew Stafford. I have three very short stories about him. Two mm-hmm. of them are very, very true. One of them I made up. It's a sham. Mm-hmm. So Larry's job is to identify which one of these is the sham. That's why we call it
Ram or Sham.
And here's your first story, Larry. Here's the headline. Matthew Stafford had his number 7 retired despite wearing number 9 most of his high school career. I kind of botched that. Matthew Stafford had his high school jersey number 7 retired despite wearing number 9 for most of his high school career. And here's the quick explanation. Over the weekend, Matthew Stafford had his jersey number 7 retired by Highland Park High School in Dallas, his alma mater of high school, where he played quarterback from 2003 to 2006. However, during the first 3 years of his career there, he actually wore the number 9, which he's now famous for wearing professionally. He made the switch to 7 for his senior year to honor his recently deceased grandmother, whose birthday was July 7th and always had a connection to the number 7. He felt it was more fitting to retire that number that he finished his career with to honor his grandmother.
Ram or sham.
So there's your first story.
All right. If you made all of that up, that's impressive.
Unless give me the Oscar that's now.
Unless that's a real story and all you did was replace the name with Matthew Stafford and the jersey numbers. And that's the kind of sneaky little dang thing you would do for these games, Kevin.
You know me well.
But there's just so much detail there that has to be a true story, but let's hear the second one.
Okay, here's the second. This is a little more of a it's a fact. It's your job to decipher whether it's a fact or not. It's very short.
Well,
is it
a ram or a sham?
Ram or sham.
If you've been listening,
that was the name of the game.
Okay. If you've been paying attention to the song, you would know.
Here it is. This is about Matthew and Kelly Stafford's kids. So Matthew is married to his lovely wife, Kelly, who he met in college. She was a cheerleader where he was a quarterback. Matthew and Kelly have 4 children together. Their names are Sawyer, Chandler, Hunter, and Tyler. All 4 children are the same gender. It ends there.
Ram or sham?
Is that a ram or is that a sham? Their names are Sawyer, Chandler, Hunter, and Tyler, and they are all 4 the same gender. That's the only thing you have to assess here.
Now, see, again, this could be one of those things where all of this is true, except, no, they're not all the same gender. One of them is a girl. I mean, that's the kind of, this is how sneaky you are. I'm on to your little ploy here. You're going to change one tiny detail.
Yeah.
I'm getting all worked up here.
My job is to give you as much anxiety as humanly possible, so that I'm not making this easy on you. And here's the last story.
I don't like this at all.
You know that I'm a big Dodger fan, so of course I'm going to find a way on the week that the Dodgers clinch the NL West for the ninth time in 10 years that I'm going to bring up something related to the Dodgers, and it's the Clayton Kershaw connection that a lot of us know well. Here's the headline. Clayton Kershaw was kicked out of a high school football game for defending Matthew Stafford's honor. So as most people know, Matthew Stafford grew up with Clayton Kershaw, famous Dodger pitcher. The two played with and against each other growing up in football, basketball, baseball, and soccer. While they were teammates on their high school freshman football team, Clayton Kershaw was the center to Matthew Stafford's quarterback. Kershaw saw that Stafford got hit late by a member of the opposite team. He didn't like it, so he took the kid down after the whistle, leading to Kershaw's ejection from the game.
Graham or Sham.
There it is. So, quick recap is Matthew Stafford has 7 retired despite wearing 9 most of his high school career. Matthew, all 4 of Matthew and Kelly's kids are the same gender, or Clayton Kershaw kicked out of high school game for defending Stafford's honor.
May I ask one question?
Please.
The second one there with the kids. Could you give me their names again?
Yeah, their names are Sawyer.
They all end in Er. I remember that.
They do all end in Er. I did not even realize that. Sawyer, Chandler, Hunter, and Tyler.
All right. See, I'm really stuck in this thing that one of them might be that they may not be the same gender.
Uh-huh.
But, God, which one of those might be a non-male name?
Uh-huh.
Wow. That's just, boy, that's the thing I'm stuck on, because that's just the kind of sneaky dang thing you would do. I'm telling you. Play the little story.
Ram or Sham.
This is what you're trying to determine. Is it a ram? Is it a sham? 2 of these are true. They're rams.
That didn't help me. All right. Last time I didn't go with my first instinct. I really thought I had it. And then I changed my mind and that did me in. So that's the first thing that it's either going to be you changed whoever the person was that retired the jersey, or it's the second one. I'm going to stick with the second one. I believe that there is a detail that is not true about story number 2 about the Stafford's kids. I'm going to say that story, Kevin, is the sham.
Larry Morgan, in the options of
Ram or Sham,
choosing the kids as the sham is incorrect. The streak continues. It was 100% true. The tricky thing about that, Sawyer, Chandler, Hunter, and Tyler, all 4 are females. They're all girls. The names, I think, in a sort of a cultural way, lend themselves more to male names.
That what a sexist thing for me to immediately think they were all guys.
Well,
that's on me. I want to publicly admit that and apologize.
Big of you to own that. But that's part of the reason I wanted to include that, because I really admire what they did in taking these names that are typically considered male names and applying them to their female. So they have 4, according to this, 4 adorable girls. They have twins who are Sawyer and Chandler.
You had 4 girls. Not all of them are going to be adorable. Yeah. One of them is
so
probably
adorable.
Pretty homely. I'm just guessing. I'm not saying. I'm not making a statement. But the odds are one of them is okay.
I will say on Kelly's Instagram and on Matthew's too, there are many pictures of the family dressed up in cute little ram attire, all 4 of these girls in their little Rams colors. It's very cute. So that was true. The sham was the number retirement. You know what? I appreciate your compliment, because I did make up every single one of those facts.
It was too okay. This is the clue from now on.
It was
when
too elaborate.
Too much detail.
Yeah,
and there's nothing about it that's weird, because you made it so realistic.
Yeah, but I made it kind of bland.
Too much detail like that. When you tell a story that literally like goes on for 15 minutes, then Kevin's had a little too much free time, and that's that should have tipped me off.
Every story I tell goes on for literally 15 minutes, so it probably means I'm always lying. Yeah, he did play quarterback though from 2003 to 2006, and he did wear number 7 his entire. He actually wanted to wear number 7 as a Detroit Lion, and the number was already taken. Like literally, there's an interview with him that says, "Why did you choose number 9?" He's like, "Cause number 7 was taken," and he wore number 7 because he was a fan of John Elway growing up, and that was a number that John Elway famously wore.
But you did. You completely did. This just, wasn't just one tiny detail. You really went whole hog there. The grandmother that...
That died on July 7th birthday, 7-7. You like that? Yeah, okay. Well, you're
really
learning.
Tugging the old heartstrings there. Kevin.
You are learning. You may be 0 for 2 and Ram for Sham to start, but you're going to be like 19 for 19 once you start to understand Kevin's tendencies here.
When I'm not this tired and I'm not so sleepy and not in my jammies, all comfy, I will be finely attuned to all your shamming.
Yeah, all my shamming.
Versus the ramming. Yeah,
it is ram or sham. I would like to wrap up this segment just by saying that, yes, the Kershaw thing is true. He did get kicked out of a game. And it's so great because there's quotes from some of the people who were there, including Stafford. Stafford said, referring to Kershaw, he wasn't too happy about it, the late hit. He jumped on top of the guy and took him down. They ejected him. It was awesome. Another teammate said that Kershaw seriously belly flopped the whole pile. It was incredible. We watched it on film. We watched it and rewatched it probably 100 times. The whole team was just dying laughing. And if you know Clayton Kershaw, I think even if you're not a Dodger fan, there's an understanding that Clayton Kershaw's he's one of the good guys. You know, he's a good-hearted guy. So kind of to picture him getting that mad is seems out of character. So I loved that story but
he also seems like he could be a very passionate guy. He's somebody who would defend a teammate for sure.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
There's part of that absolutely feels that's bubbling under in his temperament somewhere. But from a really pure standpoint, which is got to protect my dude.
Sure, yeah. And one of the many reasons I admire him. But Larry Morgan, I'm sorry that you were 0 for 2, and I appreciate you for playing along. And that's the end of this segment.
All right. Well, I guess we can have much higher hopes for our LA Rams as they hit the reboot button and come back. I would say much stronger, much more focused, much more in tune with the game plan and ready to rock this Sunday.
Yep.
The Atlanta Falcons at SoFi Stadium, 1:05 kickoff. And we will have a post-game episode up for you by the following day on Monday morning. So, we're going to be on top of this. We're going to be celebrating a Rams victory. We are so happy to have you along, and thank you for finding us. If you're enjoying this Rams fan podcast, then definitely check in with us on our socials. As I mentioned, I'm on Instagram at TheLarryMorgan, and Kevin, you are...
Kevin with the mustache, spelled exactly how it sounds. Find us there. Let us know. Feel free to hit us up. Let us know where you watched the game, what you did. We're looking forward. You know, as Larry said, we'll be back the day after the game on Monday, talking about. We're not going to be your typical sort of sports coverage. We're not going to be talking about every play. We're going to be talking about what it was like as a fan experiencing it, the fun things that we saw, the fun things that we learned, and we're excited to recap that all with you. And to echo what Larry said. Oh gosh, so grateful to have you on board the bandwagon. This is so much fun for me, and maybe not as much fun for Larry because I keep making him lose at games. But I trust that he said we enjoy having you here aboard our little bandwagon.
Yeah, well, remember those two words that I was going to mention to you earlier, Kevin? Just go back in time a little bit and just think about that.
Do you need to spell it out for me, or
starts with an R?
Yeah,
give me an A. How about an M?
Welcome to the bandwagon.